Can you please kindly tell me what is the secret of your such a happy marriage for the last 53 years? I'm sure it's going to be very useful for the listeners. So here you begin.
To be able to laugh together, to be able to talk, what would you say?
Well, just to be honest and fresh with each other, never ever keep secrets. Always do what your wife tells you to do, but just look at things that are bad around you and sum them up and just think, well, you can see where other people are going wrong. We won't go down that road. We will do it this way, and we learn from other people. And that's what we've done for 53 years. We've learned from other people.
Yes, definitely.
But always we are best friends with each other. We share everything together. It's a fantastic feeling. If you've got a problem, work at it. Talk to each other. You don't need other people all the time. You just need each other to be honest, be frank, talk about your problem. And the more you talk, the more you'll solve it.
We got married in 1961.
Oh, that's good.
And
how old were you at that time?
I was 19 and a half.
Ah, and you?
I was 24.
We met in a disco club. We met on the Wednesday night, and then we met again on the Saturday. I thought he was ugly, so I was trying to hide in the telephone box so that he didn't see me. I wasn't going to go out with him. But we went out, and the whole evening we were bickering. In fact, we went with another friend. And in the end he said, for God's sake, will you two stop arguing? And then we went out the next day to Southend, and Brian asked me to marry him.
Oh, that's very good. And how did you make such a critical decision so early?
Chemistry, I suppose you can call it chemistry. Something clicked on the Saturday when we were arguing a lot. Not arguing, but bickering.
Yeah, it was tongue-in-cheek arguing.
Something just clicked, and I thought, she's the girl I want to be with. And on the Sunday night, we went to Southend, and I can remember it now. I can just remember saying, will you be my steady girlfriend, and will you marry me? And there we are. That's 53 years, or 55 years, that is now. 55 years later, and I'd still marry her tomorrow if I had to.
But you didn't have to marry her.
No, I didn't have to marry her. But no, it was just love at first sight. And as I say, from there onwards, everything just fell into place. And it was, we've had our bad times. We've had some very hard times. No money, very little things of interest to. We just had to fight for everything. But we did it together.
We still are.
And the more you do things together, the better it is. And we're still struggling today as pensioners, but we get by. We're doing not too bad.
When you rise in the morning sun, I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander apart from me, I want to feel you in my arms.
I was up at Cambridge.
Okay.
My husband is very well educated.
Oh, you're already.
No, I'm not nearly.
Head boy.
She's far better read and far cleverer and had marvellous, wonderful eyes, wonderful ideas. I just made sure that we got there on time. But that was the main thing. She is very clever indeed.
Tell me about yourself, sir. What did you do in your life?
Oh, we worked as a double act.
As a double act,
yes.
Okay, so you
we worked
also
together.
Performed on the theatre.
Oh, yes. I performed.
And how early did you start? How young you were?
When I came down from Cambridge, I must have been...
we were married in 1950, darling.
Yes. So there we are now. Here we are.
And we kept in the theatre shows that we were in. They were fortunately all long running shows for the time.
I've earned my money with puppets since the age of 12, and my mother and my sister and myself toured round during the war on ENSA, because I was too young to join any of the women's services, and I was wildly patriotic. So we used to do a sort of a skits on the popular songs of the day.
Okay.
And then, there was a very popular record of the time, which was Istanbul, not Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. And so, you know, one had a camel coming on, and then out of the hump came the chorus, you know, it's things like that, and it always got a laugh. And then there were these are all things from before your time, but the popular records, we would have puppets skitting them. And well, all I can say is, oh, this is being modest, we were a number one support act. We were never the top of the bill, but the Johnny Rays, the people who actually stopped, you know, were the top of the bill in America and in this country, the Palladium and all that, they needed support acts. And we were very lucky because we didn't clash with anybody.
And so we were able to bring up three children, of which the youngest, who's on holiday with us at the moment for a fortnight, is a Benedictine monk.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Can you come to me on a summer breeze? Keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me.